imagine, if you dare.
Whoa, 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 hold tight, let's...
A podcast so shocking.
No, it's not that shocking, it's just...
So disturbing.
Now, you're just being dramatic.
That it will chill you to your very core.
I don't... Have you even heard the show?
There's no escaping.
I mean, there is.
The horrible consequences of...
Just press pause, but don't do that.
Bright day.
My name is Byron McCoy, and each week I join my friends Sam and Kelly, where we talk films, monsters, the paranormal, and pretty much all things frightening. From time to time, we talk with like-minded specialists, directors, actors, cryptozoologists, conspiracy theorists, but whether it's the human terror of serial killers and home invasions, or the extra-normal phenomena Kelly covers in her Cryptids and Conspiracies segment, if it bleeds, hacks, stabs, chops, summons, sacrifices, abducts, or bites, it is Fright Day. Every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at FrightDay.com.
FrightDay.com.
Stop it. You're scaring them.
Sorry.
Hello, you. Let me ask you something. Why haven't you subscribed to Class Horrorcast yet? Do you think I'm not gonna notice? Well, I see everything. And I see you wetting your pants right now. The question isn't, should you subscribe to Class Horrorcast or not? The question is, did I just subscribe you? Now enjoy the show. I'll be watching.
The kids of Elm Street don't know it yet, but something is coming to get them.
There's something out there, isn't there?
We just see cuts happen.
What did that, Lieutenant?
I don't know.
Peter!
Is the coroner got to say?
He's in the jar and puking since he saw it.
They're gonna kill me for sure.
Did you do it?
There was somebody else there.
He was locked in a room with a girl who went in alive and came out in a rubber bag.
No one knows where it came from or who it will visit next.
Nancy?
There's something wrong with you. You're imagining things.
Nightmare. On Elm Street.
Do you believe in the boogeyman?
No.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
No!
She's the only one who can stop it. If she fails...
I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy.
No one will survive.
Help me!
Wes Craven, director of The Hills Have Eyes and Last House on the Left, a new masterpiece in fantasy terror, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Screams. I'm your host as always, Aaron, and on this week's show, we take a look at A Nightmare on Elm Street and the Nocturnal Death Syndrome. In 1984, Wes Craven introduced the world to one of the most iconic horror films of all time, A Nightmare on Elm Street. His creation of Freddy Krueger as a demon who kills teens in their dreams was heinous, terrifying, and literally ripped from the headlines. Craven found inspiration for the landmark horror film through an article that was published in the LA Times. He recounted the story of a refugee child from the Cambodian genocide, who was terrified to sleep for fear that he would be attacked in his dreams and never wake up. When he did finally fall asleep, his parents thought the crisis was over. Then they heard screams in the middle of the night, Craven told Vulture. By the time they got to him, he was dead. He died in the middle of a nightmare. This story that Wes Craven described wasn't an isolated incident. Dozens of Southeast Asian refugees in America died for unknown reasons in their sleep during the 1980s. The mysterious deaths were usually among young men in their 20s and 30s, and affected a large enough segment of this population to alarm public health experts. The people suffering from this puzzling ailment were typically refugees from Laos, a small landlocked country in Southeast Asia. This minority group had been persecuted after they were recruited by the CIA to fight North Vietnamese soldiers during the Vietnam War. More than 30,000 soldiers helped the US fight communism in the Northern Highlands where they lived, but died at a rate of 10 times higher than their American counterparts. In 1975, the Vietnam War ended, and it became a communist country. The new leadership there viewed them as traitors for their work with the United States. Many survivors from the war fled their homes after the war to become refugees in Thailand or the US. It was a forced migration under the most trying of conditions. The group's troubles did not end with the resettlement, as they often remained traumatized by their experiences back home. These are people who had endured a great deal and had been subjected to a great deal. Refugees in the US suffered from high rates of poverty, and soon a mysterious ailment seemed to befall them. Like Freddy Krueger's targets in A Nightmare on Elm Street, many of the afflicted were teenagers and young men. Headlines such as "Night Deaths of Asian Men Unexplained" ran in the LA Times throughout the late 1970s and early 1980s, any one of which could have sparked Wes Craven's imagination. One 1981 article describes the scene of a refugee who relocated to the US from a refugee camp in Thailand with his family. But shortly after settling in the new country, this 47-year-old man died in his sleep with his wife beside him, in tears. He was the fourth man to die while sleeping in 9 months, and the 13th nocturnal death recorded since 1978, according to this article. Investigators couldn't find any medical explanation for the deaths, but many community members attributed the deaths to chemical nerve agents that refugee soldiers of the Vietnam War would have been exposed to. That theory was not supported by doctors, however. "Nerve gas doesn't act this way. There's no evidence," said Dr. Larry V. Luman, county medical examiner, in the LA Times article. "Secondly, if it was nerve gas, why does it affect only males, and why only during the night?" Many others believed that they were being punished by the spirits of their ancestors for leaving their homeland. Their anxiety centered around the inability to do the right thing by their ancestral spirits, because you're not there, or because you don't have the right things to perform the right rituals. I do think that for many of these people in that generation, the traditional explanation remained. The fatal ailment, later classified as sudden unexplained nocturnal death syndrome, has been investigated by the CDC at length. However, the wave of these deaths for Southeast Asians, it's suggested that years of stress that they have endured could be a factor in this disease. Was it a reflection of what kind of stressors that come with being forcibly removed from a familiar world to a completely alien and sometimes even hostile context? The threat of this mysterious death sentence given to the refugees may be even more frightening than the fictional serial murderer that it inspired.
Evil wears many masks, but pure horror wears only one. Support First Class Horror on Patreon for as little as $1. Can't get enough of the horror? Carve yourself a deal from official merchandise only on Teespring. Join us on all social media
at First Class Horror.
We have such sights to show you.